Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, Packer backer Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle.
Hey, it's a great day to be a Packer fan.
Coming off a victory on Sunday. It is salute to service gear. It's very cool, might I add.
Oh, I'm a sucker for a salute to service. This is not free gear, boys. I paid my own good, hard-earned money for this.
Oh, wow.
I just love it so much. And honestly, first time I'm ever wearing it, picking up Will, blah, throws up all over it. So I tried to panic clean it
up. Wait, you just bought this?
That's just dad life. Just bought this.
Oh, wow.
Do you not have anything from when you played from Salute to Service?
I do. I have a bunch of things. But like they keep on coming up with new stuff every year, and I'm now that guy. So I'm now that guy that says, ooh, I like that.
I guess I have a follow-up question on that one. That one is Jaguars.
Yes.
Did you buy a Panthers Salute to Service?
Did you buy both?
I was between the two, but where I buy online, no free ads.
One was
they were sold out. They were sold out.
Do you have a special code that you get?
Or? Not anymore.
Yes, we do. Yes. Yeah,
oh,
we have
really?
A special code, but it's not 100% discount like it used to be. Now it's just, it's a good 40% discount.
Wait a minute.
Is that family and friends?
I was going to say, could we use the code?
No, you cannot. They're big on that, actually.
Wait, tell me.
The former NFLPA is big on, you do not share this code.
Oh, I'm sure they're so worried about Brad Northman.
Yes. Wait a minute. So if a player wanted to buy their own jersey, they can buy how many ever jerseys they wanted their own?
No. I don't know how it is nowadays.
Not from the team. I mean, online.
Online?
Yeah, you
like
got that
online. When Lexi got a Northman Jags 3
No, when
jersey.
You got that, you went to an online store, a special store. Do they sell jerseys
too? No, it wasn't
too?
A special store. It was a generic online retailer that everybody knows the name of, but we get a code. Fanatics. We get a code as former NFL players that gets you a pretty nice discount off of there.
So anything on Fanatics he gets.
Are you
trying to get a jersey that you really want?
But when I played,
you're not going to get it, so don't worry about it.
When I played, we'd get a fat gift card. Fat.
How fat?
It's fat.
How fat?
It's four figures.
Damn! Thousands of dollars.
Lower under four figures.
So 5,000?
I think it was it's over 1,000.
To just buy whatever you want?
Yeah. And then I had Nike, obviously, too, which was
free?
That was 10 grand a year of merch that you could just go to the store and buy. And the thing is, you would lose it all.
Unrelatable Brad Northman, NFL player himself.
You would lose it all, and it reset based on your contract. So in December every year, it'd be just buying a bunch of
this
stuff.
Just because you were a Nike athlete.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you use that as Christmas gifts?
From time to time.
Oh, I don't
from
like
time
that.
To
that
time.
Feels
but
yucky.
But people want it, though. People want some Nike
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Alex Strofe is running the show. Download that ESPN Wisconsin app. It's so easy to use and listen back to anything you have missed. And Kyle, I can feel the Kyle energy.
The good energy.
The shifting to they won, and energy. You know, you were a little frustrated to start yesterday based off you still don't know who this team is.
Yeah, well, I know they're
where
a winner.
The hell are you right now?
I mean, at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers are 6-3-1. They're in a good playoff position. They're only a half game back from the Chicago Bears from first place, and they have everything in front of them. I can sit here and poo-poo about the fact that the Packers didn't look the way I wanted them to look, but I'm going to find the bright spots from the game where the offensive line got it together at the end of the game and played a little bit better, which gave Jordan Love more time to make great passes. And on top of that, the arm of Jordan Love looked great. The defense made stops when they needed to at the end of the game. And so
I hear you.
Interceptions.
Does that mean you're just going to ignore anything that you did not like that consistently seen? Because that would be doing a disservice to yourself and what you should be expecting from the team.
No. Yesterday we talked about
the negative. You'll just get mad if you just think about all the good and bad
happens. Because this was a 2-7 New York Giants team riddled with injuries.
I mean, they look at the Eagles. The Eagles are the best team in the NFC, and they lost to the Giants. So, I mean, all I'm going to look at is the fact that, hey, my Packers bounced back from losing two games in a row, and look at us now. We still have an opportunity with everything in front of us. So I can poo-poo about the Green Bay Packers winning a close game, or I can celebrate the fact that they have another week ahead of them where they play the Minnesota Vikings. What I say last week, turning the page, I turned the page on Wednesday or Thursday. Guess what, fellas? We're turning the page to take on the Minnesota Vikings already.
So I guess I would say I'm with you on moving on.
Yeah, move on. Like a bad relationship.
That makes it worse. You're actually making your point worse. Like, you're just moving on and forgetting all the things that are bad in this relationship, and then it boils to a point where you have to break up?
See, I think if we're going to keep...
You shouldn't have said that part. But I was going to say, I'm moving on, but, like, I'm moving on with the idea of I still have no idea what to expect on Sunday. And that is an uneasy feeling as someone who's, like, trying to figure out if this team is, like, a championship-caliber team, which is the ultimate goal heading into the season.
Are you serious right now? Are you... You just said you don't know what to expect from this team on Sunday. You know exactly what to expect from this team on Sunday.
What should he expect?
You should expect that it's going to be a close game, and that somebody, whether it's Jordan Love or the offensive line, or whether the receivers, or whether the tight ends, or whether the defense, is going to frustrate you at some point. The Packers are going to be in a close game. It's going to come down to the last possession. So what do you mean you don't know what to expect? You know exactly what to expect.
You don't sound like you've moved on.
No, I've moved
on. You're excited to move on to everything you just got mad about?
The reality is that I know on Sunday that it's probably going to be a one-score game. Either the Packers are going to score 27 points or they're going to score like 13 points and lose by a field goal.
It feels like in a relationship where it's like you just got over a rocky period, but like you're good. Like you just went on a date and you're good, but you haven't really resolved a lot of the issues. So like you look forward and say, you know what? Like things look good. We got a trip planned. Holidays are coming up. Like things are looking up and to the right, but you haven't really resolved these issues that keep on are issues for you and your like significant other. So I think that's where I'm at. It feels like I've turned the page. It does feel good 2 days removed from a win. However, I'm sort of bracing myself for if and when these issues come back to roost.
Problem is, y'all ain't never been no rocky, traumatic, drama-filled relationship.
You don't know my history.
Well, if you do, then Ben, you should know you accept the flaws and you hope for the best in the future. At the Green Bay
Packers, how does that work out in the end?
Listen.
How has that worked out for you in the
end?
A lot of people accept the flaws and they get married and, you know, they just say, you know what, cheaper to keep her. You just stick around to the end.
But the divorce rate would prove otherwise.
What I'm saying is with the Green Bay Packers is we can sit here and complain about the offensive line. Listen, all we can do is hope that they get better. But they found a way each and every week to be in every single game despite all the flaws that they have. So I'm accepting the flaws that I saw last week in this game against the Giants and saying, all right, well, let's move forward and let's hope that they figure these flaws out, or we're going to be sitting here in a barn burner like we are every other week.
So from now until Friday, you're just going to hope for the rest of time until they play?
Until the Green Bay Packers show me anything different of when they actually blow a team out, no, there's no. Why would I sit here and expect the Packers? This was the week of just like the week against the Cardinals. Every single week we say, oh, this is it. This is the time where the Carolina Panthers are a double digit favorite. Oh, they're gonna blow the doors off the Panthers. No.
You're actually proving the point the more you talk about it.
No, what I'm saying is this: is that I'm just accepting them for the flaws that they have, and we're gonna move forward, and knowing that the Green Bay Packers are gonna compete on Sunday against a lesser.
This doesn't sound like a fun relationship you're in.
Hey, I like winning, so if they win, I'm happy. If they lose, then you know I'm a little.
You're accepting flaws that might lead to a lack of winning.
Listen, what I'm going to do, the offensive line is trash. They suck. I watched a highlight film of Jordan Morgan getting blown up.
Highlight film?
Low-light film. It was a low-light film. Jordan Morgan just getting destroyed.
Literally
sliding on skates, Brad. He was rollerblading backwards, and he didn't even have on blades.
He was. I will say, Matt LaFleur can regain a little bit of his like play-calling like royalty.
Gusto?
Yeah, gusto. If he can figure out a way to create an effective game plan around this O-line. Because when we talked to Brian Bulaga yesterday and I said to him, is it broken beyond repair? Like, is it fixable? He basically said, well, it'll never be Super Bowl quality, but you can do things, my translation is, to mask this offensive line. So if Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur can find a way to mask this offensive line to where they're putting up 27 points, well done.
I think the Packers are going to play a really, really good game on Sunday. Hear me?
What do you mean by that? Let's hear this guy live in La La Land. Go ahead.
I've watched J.J. McCarthy. has thrown so, like, he looks like Zach Wilson as a rookie. I'm not joking. Throwing some of the worst passes. And the only thing that scares me is the total drop count was 7 for the offense.
But how many for the defense?
2 for the defense.
Okay, so if you can't catch the damn ball, it doesn't matter how many they give you. Jameis served a couple freebies.
No, these are freer than Jameis.
Hit Carrington Valentine in the chest.
I'm calling it right now. At least 2 takeaways for the Green Bay Packers defense on Sunday.
That would help for a lot.
At least 2. Wait, look.
They had 2 on Sunday. And they both all came within the last 2 drives.
The last, what, yeah, minute?
I was going to say, that's at the end when they're like literally forcing the pass. I'm talking about
you would have thought they would have had more takeaways against Jameis Winston.
In the game flow.
Okay.
Against the Vikings.
2 in the game flow.
In the game flow.
Okay.
This game will change because J.J. McCarthy is no good. He sucks.
That's remarkably
bad.
Yeah, I thought
Justin Jefferson literally is throwing his helmet on the side because he's
doing that with Kirk Cousins too.
He actually had production, though.
He did.
He's getting targeted 11 times and catching it 5 times. And, like, they're not good. They have all the pieces that we all talked about. Like, and Matt LaFleur talked about his press conference. I respect the coaches. I think they have a lot of talent. There's one problem. Their quarterback is hot garbage.
Well, I thought Bryce Young was hot garbage, and the coach knew he was too, so they tried to limit him many times.
Yeah,
but
Young had shown at least mini flashes. He just threw for 455 yards. Like, J.J. McCarthy is no good. They literally knew he was probably able to play and fake injury, and then all of a sudden Carson Wentz is hurt. Oh, I'm magically ready to go now. He's not ready for the big leagues, and the Packers defense is good. Like, they are good.
I know. I'm just saying.
Ben's
defending
the
Packers.
Backer right
fool
now.
Me once, shame on me. Wait, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
But wait, when did the
fool
Packers
me
defense
three
fool
times?
You?
What do you mean? What did they fool me? They let 40 points in against the Cowboys.
The Cowboys
I'm all for my Packers. I believe they're going to win on Sunday, but what I'm saying is going to be a close game. The Packers held the damn Eagles to 10 points. 10
exactly.
points. And what happened, Brad? Within the first drive against the Giants, what happened? The Giants scored
a touchdown.
The Giants had multiple drives where they had 8 plays or more.
The game
they were able to run the football just like the Panthers. The Panthers were able to limit the possessions the Green Bay Packers had offensively.
It doesn't sound like you're very optimistic.
No, I am optimistic, but I'm just saying don't act like this is going to be a blowout. Don't sit here and say, oh, I'm confident that the Packers are going to destroy the Vikings.
I didn't say that. I said I think the Packers are going to play a pretty good game.
What does that mean?
They're going to make you feel better than they did after the Giants game.
Okay. You think
is funny because
with Justin Jefferson Jordan Addison and Aaron Drum, all these guys, T.J. Hockenson.
What's their record?
Again, I understand that. I think the Packers are going to win, but if you think they're going to make me feel better, I think we're looking at another 27-20 game.
I don't have that. I think the Packers defense is going to crucially turn over J.J. McCarthy, and Jordan Love will continue after he balled out for this team with Josh Jacobs hurt. What are you going to do? Are you gonna step up or are you going to take a step back? And he's always stepped up when this adversity has struck. And I think that's the thing that I'm kind of feeling right now is even though the record says otherwise in terms of like where they're at, there's a little bit of weird energy towards where this team is and if you can believe in them. And against a team like the Vikings, you're going to get some turnovers and Jordan Love is going to step up. Call me crazy.
I
just didn't think I'd see the day that Kyle Wallace is arguing with me about the Packers putting together a good performance.
I will say, too.
Against a flawed football team.
No Josh Jacobs. Matt LaFleur forces Matt LaFleur to get more into his bag, give the reins more to Jordan Love. And that's a math equation that I like.
I'm not saying I'm not going to win. I'm saying it's just going to be a close game. It's going to be competitive. I'm going to be stressed out. I'm going to be losing, biting my fingernails, picking
eating
at
lots
my toes.
Eating food.
Eating chips. Mm. I bought chips before the game on Sunday.
Why is it always chips?
Because I love chips.
What kind of flavor?
Well, this time I got the little stacks, so you know, like Pringle type thing.
Oh, sure.
And so the barbecue and
and they're
sour
all
cream.
Gone by the end of the game.
Well, ooh, the problem good, I though. Bought it for lunch. It was going to be, oh, my chips for lunch, you know, get me through
for
Thursday.
Wait.
You ate all your chips on Sunday
a full rack?
A full rack.
Wait,
a
that's your
rack?
Lunch or that's a side
that
to
was
lunch?
I have a sandwich and chips. That's what I was going to have, a sandwich and chips. But then all of a sudden, the Giants scored at the end of the first half. And what did I do? Got up and next thing you know, I shake the canister and all of a sudden, there's nothing but a couple crumbs left in the bottom.
Went and got got the other canister?
Well, I had two. I had two, and I did, by the end of the game, I did have a taste for the sour cream, but they made it to yesterday, and I ate them all yesterday for lunch.
800-990-3776. Carbless Talk and Text Line. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman. Strofe is running the show. We put it on our KBN Twitter poll as it's something that we do every week. How would you evaluate Packers quarterback Jordan Love through 11 weeks? Elite, great, good, or average? Whoo, it's gone. It's gone. I'm confused. Strofe, we're going to have to go through the results from past weeks because the results are down, yet Jordan Love played a phenomenal game on Sunday. So consider me confused, and maybe KBN Nation can help out next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I've seen some of those jersey checks.
The NFL. You are a punter.
No, I haven't. I've seen them.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm with you on moving on.
Yeah, move on. Like a bad relationship.
That's Kyle Wallace. He's moving on. Like a bad relationship. He loves the good and is ignoring the bad until it all comes to a head and ends up, like, how many relationships did you have?
Whoa. I'm talking about the Packers relationship. Only one relationship matter now. But the Packers relationship, I mean, every 15 years, it ends well. I mean, that year they won the Super Bowl, let me tell you, that was a rocky year, too. They were only 10-6 that year. That was up and down, then up, Super Bowl champion. So one year, it doesn't always end bad.
Man, Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe on the show. Get us on Twitter at KBN ESPN where we have a poll for you to answer. Or you can hit us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. It's been up for a while now, and this is, to me, and I know Strofe is pulling some historical data on this poll or doing his best. How would you evaluate Packers quarterback Jordan Love through 11 weeks? Elite, great, good, or average? Kyle, at one point you did call him elite. Are you sticking with elite?
I sure did. You know,
because there's 1% of the vote that is elite.
You know, I haven't.
So is that you?
I haven't voted yet. I have not voted yet, and I'm not going to make him elite this week. But that he's.
It's not about this week. It's through 11 weeks.
Through 11 weeks, he's been great. He's been great. But he's a game away from being elite again. If he plays like he did last game, I'm telling y'all this right now. Everything that was against him, he was pressured so many times. The offensive line was bad. He had 5 drops that he had to deal with. But still, despite coming back from a shoulder injury, coming back, he balled out for this Green Bay Packer football team and led them to a victory, a game-winning drive as he has done week in and week out for the Green Bay Packers. The dime pass that he threw to Savion Williams, I mean, dude is an absolute magician back here. And that's why, again, he's been...
I would call that a dime. Is a great... No, like, it was the right decision. He himself called it a 50-50 ball.
I don't care what he said. He dropped it right in.
I don't care what the guy who threw it said, but...
Listen, the great pass to Christian Watson for the touch, that was Aaron Rodgers.
That was beautiful.
You can say that is a great
pass. That
was
beautiful. And so Jordan Love, for me, he's great. Like, you know, Tony the Tiger, great. He's almost elite.
800-990-3776. Through 11 weeks, has Jordan been elite, great, good, or average?
I've been in the great camp for a long time now, and I don't understand why this poll is shifting back downward.
That's
to
what
being
I'm saying.
More in
let's
the good
go to the
because,
historical data.
Because the greatness is currently on display.
Yeah, let's go to the historical data. So we have pulled this a few times, but I've got like different benchmarks. So after a 2-1-1 start in week 4, we pulled this. It was a tie at 39% both for great and good. After week 7, a 5-1-1 start. This is after defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football. 57% of respondents said great after the Pittsburgh game. And now with a 1-2 record since the last time we pulled this, 55% of people down to good.
That's blasphemy.
What's crazy
that's
to me
ridiculous.
Is like he is
so right now
10.
1% elite, 33% great, 54% good, 12%
I'm
average.
Voting elite just because of the stupidity of people
just
in
out
this
of spite.
Poll. Yeah, hell yeah.
He is top 10 in every single statistical category that matters being a NFL quarterback. Not only that though, he's doing it with a bad O-line, no run game, a revolving door of characters when it comes to pass catchers. Now his top pass catcher is gone in Tucker Kraft, and I mean, you just look at this and you feel like the play calling is doing him no services whatsoever either. It's inconsistent, it's conservative. the defense is doing its part to keep these games close, but Jordan Love, how many times is he able to actually step up into the pocket, make a throw in rhythm? He's always falling off his back foot because pressure is coming up. These guys are falling back into coverage because there's no run game to talk of whatsoever. Mm-hmm. If any of these things were improved, consistent pass catchers, better play calling, better O-line, any running game, he would be knocking on the door of elite. But instead, he's great, and he's great with still all this chaos around him.
I continue to see on the Carbless Talk and Text Line on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, the phrase, very good, in between the great and the good.
No, that's not, no.
He's been very good.
He's been great. He's been so great for this Green Bay Packers football team. He's better than most quarterbacks in the NFL. And what he has been able to display for me, I look at how do you execute late in games. And I remember back to when he was his first year as a starter and he bad snap against Atlanta, throwing interceptions at the end of the game against the Vegas Raiders, against the Pittsburgh Steelers, like all that to the point now where every time he has the ball at the end of the game, he's putting us in a position to tie the game or take the lead. Like that is what great quarterbacks do.
He also put them in a position to lose the game against Cleveland. Again, I know he did bounce back, but he also has made mistakes.
He bounced back, okay? He made
a
mistake.
Again, this is the Kyle relationship where he forgets the bad and only the good.
No, wait a minute. You even said it yourself. He threw an interception. He didn't let that get to him. He still put the team in a position, did he not?
And who pass interference penalty? Yes.
Was he the quarterback that threw the ball that caused it?
Again, you also tried doing this last or against the Eagles when you said he put him in a position to tie the game.
He did. His coach decided. His coach decided he was going to try to kick a 64-yard field goal with a kicker that had a bad quad. So I mean, that's on his coach. I'm sure if Jordan Love would have had an opportunity to heave it up in the end zone, we would have saw Richard Rodgers again.
I will say the one exercise that Kyle did before the Eagles game that's compelling, that still makes me think a little bit, is if you would have flip-flopped Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts, right, on different franchises, would there be any different? Would Jordan Love be looking better? I would challenge you to wonder if there aren't only a handful of quarterbacks that you would pluck off another team and put on the Green Bay Packers that their stats would be better or that the team would be better. I don't think there's many of them. You're talking about the usual MVP candidates. Outside of them, outside of those four or five, there's really nobody else that I would look at and say, oh yeah, they would be significantly better than Jordan Love. It just goes to show that he is firmly in that 6-9 category.
Chef Ed says he's been average to good.
Oh,
not
Chef
that his opinion
Ed.
Matters anyway. Well, he's starting
I'm
to
I'm going to smell Chef
Ed's
breath.
Oh. Easy, Kyle. Look. Yeah, I agree.
gotta be. Very, who is average to very good? Stop it.
He
Stop
certainly
it.
Averages laughable. Average is laughable.
Yes, it is. 100%.
He's not average. I say he's very good.
I won't discredit you.
You said very good?
Very good is not average.
I think very good.
Kyle, come on, don't do that now,
I'm
Benny.
Not going to lie. It's...
You got to stand on one.
I agree. And I think when I hear you say great, it comes with a lot of like look at everything around him, which does that make him greater or does that just make him a product of like having to be better than like what he really is? I mean, like he hasn't been great all the time, like Tony the Tiger, but he's had great moments.
A lot of great moments. And important moments as well for this football team. Again, Brad, I'm glad you brought that up as well because
I've been doing in my head. Yeah, I was like,
Jalen Hurts struggled to be accurate with the team that he had. Now imagine him with this offensive line. He'll be running. He'll have a lot of yards rushing.
All right. The guy's a winner.
Give me A.J. Brown and give me Devontae Smith on this team. The Packers would never
and
score.
And a top three O-line.
And
like
Saquon Barkley, he would never throw. He would never have 10 points in a game. 10 points. And then back it up with a 16-point performance? Absolutely not.
So I hear you, Kyle. But, like, then you should have a problem with Goody.
I mean, I thought Goody did his job when he got a Matthew Golden. I really
that,
did.
Matthew Golden.
No, I thought Matthew Golden.
And invested in the offensive line.
The O-line missed on Jordan Morgan.
Mel Felton Jenkins, the center.
I get it. Listen, I gave him
Banks for $74 million.
I gave him heat yesterday. Tucker Kraft got injured. You can't help that, right? Jaden Reed getting injured, you can't help that. But if they had their full complement of guys being healthy, and then in addition to Christian Watson, you're talking about Reed, Watson, Dobbs, Golden, and Tucker Kraft. That is a stable of guys. But unfortunately, two of those guys are out.
800-990-3776. A lot of people coming at Chef Ed for saying average is even part of the sentence.
I told you, check his breath.
Brad, you tell us about our talking text.
Well, I'll tell you someone that's absolutely elite every time you crack it open, and that is a Carbless. Carbless, my go-to ready-to-drink cocktail that delivers on every single thing that is important to me. First of all, guilt-free experience. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, just 100 calories, and the absolute perfect level of carbonation. Not too much, not too little, just enough to quench that thirst, but not so much to upset the stomach after only one. But not only that, man, at the Nortman Estate, we got every single flavor. That's because there's a flavor for everybody. Whatever the occasion, whatever the person, whatever the taste buds, Carbless has a flavor for you. The margarita variety pack, I picked up another one from Costco. I'm a sucker for those margaritas. But not only that, Tropical Bliss variety pack. You've got the classic cocktails that have the Moscow Mule. Absolutely nailed the Moscow Mule, but also Mojito margaritas. There is something for everybody. So if you want to come on and join the Carbless bandwagon, welcome on and discover why Liss is more with Carbless.
Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer. He joins us next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Joining us now is the Packer Hall of Famer. Listen to him on Willie and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations on ESPN Wisconsin. Strofe says he doesn't know if he's there. What's up, Tausch? Are you there? Did he pocket pick up?
No, I talked to him, and then he was just gone.
Huh.
But he's on the line. Did he mute himself? Tausch, did your face hit the screen?
Why don't you try and do the thing?
Tausch probably just sitting there, phone to the ear, waiting.
Or he was just talking, and he's still talking, and doesn't know that we've hung up because we're trying to actually get him. We will get to Joe Thomas, who was on Wilde and Tausch, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Wisconsin Badger, longtime veteran of Cleveland Browns. I wonder, I don't know how much film he's been watching the Green Bay Packers, but definitely would love his perspective on this O-line. We now bring in Mark Tauscher. We got you, old T.
Yeah, that's weird because I was talking to Strofe the whole time you guys were talking. So it must be my phone. So if it happens again, I'm sure this is going to be a great appearance. I'll just be talking to myself.
No, technology's a little wonky at times, but we'll make it work. We've been doing this, I'd say, every 3 weeks or so to get a pulse on what Packer fans feel holistically about Jordan Love. Go ahead, Strofe. Through 11 weeks of the season, the entire 11 weeks, has Jordan Love been average, good, great, or elite?
Good.
Come on.
Wow. Just good. Why?
Well, because I think there's been a stretch where, I mean, elite, who's elite right now?
Elite?
Stafford?
Which, yeah. Drake May be considered elite?
Stafford and Drake May?
Well, play, I mean, the
season.
I have a hard time putting, I don't know if there's anybody that, even Mahomes, who's elite, obviously, as a career. Josh Allen, elite? Well, you weren't going to say that. If you did Buffalo Sports Talk 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't have said that. You said, what the hell happened?
Correct.
And you played the Dolphins.
Even Lamar this past weekend against the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. So good is, I think he's, you know, this last game was, I think, one of his best games. Mm. When you start factoring in how he approached it and, you know, the what was asked of him and how he, you know, his resiliency when he was hurt and he came back in and, you know, he was accurate with the football. But there was, I think there's a stretch where I have not seen a four-quarter consistent, really good game from this offense. And Jordan's the leader of the offense. So to put him in elite, I think you're hovering between good and great. Great.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of very goods.
Great seems to me like it's maybe just a smidge too strong. I think you can see that last game, I would say great. But tell me a game this season that you saw four quarters and you thought, man, there's no stopping Jay Love. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but there's definitely been stretches. And I think just listen to his own words when he's doing post game or he's doing interviews. He knows he needs to be more consistent. And I love the fact that he recognizes that. So there's nothing wrong at this point in the season. If you're hovering between that good and great, and you want to finish the season playing elite, and if you do that, I think there's going to be a lot of happy Packer fans out there.
Tausch, I voted great because, especially considering his environment of, you know, shaky O-line, shaky play calling, changing pass catchers, top 10 still in every major category. That is certainly great, particularly if you grade it on a curve. But I asked this to Brian Bulaga, and I should have asked for a follow-up question, so I'm going to ask you the follow-up question. This O-line, injuries, and just generally struggling on the interior, he basically said you need to find ways to game plan to put yourself in good positions. What's the best approach to mask this shaky offensive line for the Packers to have ongoing, consistent offensive success?
And it was specifically about the interior, I believe.
Yeah, the interior specifically. We like our tackles, but interior, yeah, it's a clear problem out there.
So I think there's two things that anytime you're struggling, if you're looking at it from a pass protection standpoint, the best thing for a passing game is a good running game. And being able to stay normal down a distance and not be stuck in third and sixes. I mean, defenses, you know, game plan and figure out how can we get teams to be third and six plus. That is what that's what they're looking for, because then they can dial up their blitz packages. They can do all that. So A, that, and then B, you know, finding ways to get the ball out of your hand quicker and getting it into your playmakers' hands and letting them make plays. And I think the bad part or the tough part is, you know, if you are struggling a little bit protecting, you want to get it into the Tucker Crafts and the Jaden Reeds. And well, unfortunately, those guys are not available right now, because I don't think Romeo Doubs is that guy. I would think Savion Williams is probably the closest to that.
You say Savion?
Savion, yeah, a little French.
Oh, onion. A little French. Yeah. Oh, oui.
After that play, he earned
French,
it.
I had a little French onion soup for lunch. Okay. So that, lovely. Yeah, it's good, you know. I like the onion, but the only thing that was lacking to me, you got to have it in a crock. And the cheese has got to melt over the top of the crock if you're going to go for a really good French onion.
Great elite French onion, yeah, at Buck and Honey's there, LT.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree. I'm not even sold that you need the crouton crust. Like, I don't think that's as vital as the cheese melting over the top. But anyways, get the ball out of your hands and, you know, find ways, spread people out and get it out. I don't think that this group is in that position where it's you feel like you can't drop back and complete passes. Again, that word that you keep hearing or that I'm going to keep saying is consistency and being able to do it when you really need to. And fortunately, last week, they were able to piece together enough to find a way to win.
Yeah, piecing together, finding enough to win seems to be a consistent theme for the Green Bay Packers.
Hey, that's one consistent thing.
Well, why should fans believe that this team will be able to piece it together and find their way to a Super Bowl this year?
Well, if you don't want to, don't. If you want to be negative, Kyle, go ahead.
Whoa. Accusations coming from Willie and Toast in the last couple of days.
This is the Kyle of
whoa.
I'm asking for you, Toast.
No, I know, and I'm
he wants you to give him an answer that makes him feel better, because he believes that, but he needs more reason to believe that.
And if I may, tell me a team that you feel like Green Bay can't beat.
We all agree with that. This NFL, okay, there's a lot of parity.
Don't let them lie to you. I'm the only one, Tausch, that believes the Packers can beat any and every team in the NFL.
But consistently beat them.
But the thing is, you don't need to consistently. You need to beat them once. Mm-hmm. Like, this is now what I would say is, and I've said this morning, and I got Joe Thomas, the great Joe Thomas, to agree with me. Winning the division and being a one seed is really important, but winning the division and having a home game and not having to go win three road games in an NFC that if you want to, you could literally have this conversation in every other market that's going to be in the NFC playoffs. Mm-hmm. Every team could say the same thing we're saying. Well, you know what? If Seattle has to go to Lambeau, you think they don't think they could beat us? Of course they do. You think they don't think they could beat Philly in a one game thing? Everybody has flaws. The reason I would argue that Green Bay, I don't think we've seen the best from a turnover creation standpoint on the defensive side. I still think there's more there to squeeze out. And I think offensively, you're just starting to see Jordan Love kind of gain that trust from his coach that they're going to allow him to throw the football more. And I think getting Jaden Reed back and maybe a couple of other weapons consistently, I think that would be my argument. But to me, this team is good enough to beat anybody. They're obviously average enough to lose to anybody. That's the part that I think scares fans. And Kyle, I get why you're skeptical, but we've seen when this team has played at its best, they haven't done it consistently enough, they're as good as anybody in this league.
Mark Tauscher joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN.
Kyle, you agree or not?
No, I agree 100%, Mark. I agree.
Well,
I
think Mark, you came at me like that.
Don't jump on his throat next time.
No, I came at you because you made some accusations against me. I'm very confident that this football team can still compete for a championship. It's just the level of consistency that we've seen week in, week out, and really the offensive line. That is my biggest concern with anything and everything on this football team. If Jordan Love does not have time to throw in the pocket, he ain't going in the regular season. He's definitely not going to have it in the playoffs when everybody is a little bit heightened, especially defensively.
So Tausch, I agree with the NFC and like where you need to try and get to in the playoff standpoint based off where everyone is. My concern is if they don't get there, right? Like it will probably be because we've been doing a lot of this, like, waiting to see if they are can consistently put it together. Like, I feel like over the last 3 weeks, we keep using this argument of everyone in the NFC is the same. And that kind of takes away from looking at yourself internally and making it like, oh, we're okay right now. And then those inconsistencies can sneak up onto you on this tough second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair point because in order to get that one seed, you need to be consistent and you need to be better than and more consistent than these other teams, the Rams, the Eagles, et cetera. And we have not been. So do I think that right now, if this Green Bay Packer team does not win this division and ends up, let's say, the 5 or 6 seed, do I think they can go win 3 road games and go to a Super Bowl? No, I don't think that formula is going to be successful right now. But the thing that we always get so caught up in, because we analyze this so closely and it's week to week, we get caught up that we think this team right now on, whatever day today is, the 18th, is the team that we're going to see when it gets to be January. Last year, we got worse. I would argue we probably were better around Thanksgiving than what we were when we finished the season up against the Bears and then obviously Philadelphia. There was still the sloppy. So I think all of this other stuff is important to analyze and to see, but realistically, tell me what we're going to look like. These next 3 games, obviously divisional games are important, but tell me, what are we going to look like against the Ravens? And are we playing better and not having the word sloppy come out of, or inconsistent? Because if those buzzwords are still coming up after Christmas, I don't like our chances.
I guess, real quick, which injury that they've had do you think affects them the most long-term? Is it Tucker Kraft or Elgton Jenkins?
Yes. It's Tucker Kraft, and I don't think it's, you know, I know Elgton Jenkins obviously has been a great player here.
Can we admit that didn't work?
Well, for this season, it has not worked. Yeah, I would agree.
This might be his last season, ain't it?
It would be, depending on if he's able to get back. If you look at how Green Bay approaches offensive linemen and where Elton's at in his career, I would think it's going to be tough sled.
That sucks for him. He wanted just a little more guaranteed money. Then he got hurt, and now he's out of here.
Tausch.
Yeah, sports are tough.
Tausch,
sports are hard.
That's football.
That. Real quick, you were around Favre and Rodgers.
That's football.
How should Love address these wide receivers with all these drops?
You know what, Brad? It's a good question. That is football. I don't think the Rodgers way where you could glare through people. I think it's more of a coaching thing. Obviously, Jordan can go and have conversations and say, hey, I'm going to put the ball here. I'm going to do this. You don't catch the ball, you don't play. I mean, that's the cold, hard deal.
Ain't the case with the Packers.
You can get one, but this is not – well, you also have to – there's got to be options, right? You can't just say that, and then what are you going to do?
Bo Melton back out there.
I don't know who you're going to put out there. So that's – to me, this comes down to there's consequences with this. And if you have 3 or 4 drops, and we saw that with Musgrave, I know that Matt LaFleur said that wasn't the case, but it's always about the action, not about the words. Mm-hmm. And Luke Musgrave didn't play much in the 3rd and 4th quarter. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because he dropped balls. And now, you know, maybe that'll light a fire, maybe give him some more urgency. I know he's not trying to drop balls, and we all know that, but the bottom line is this is a production business, and if you're not producing, you need to see if somebody else will.
Tausch, how was Kyle? How was Tausch today?
Tausch was good today. It was good. He got a little spicy. He almost got an F. But he got you.
Yeah,
was
but
good.
You like spice.
Yeah,
you guys like spice.
I do like spice.
Kyle loves spice in his past relationships.
I do. Really, really quickly. How would you grade Sean Ryan at center? Do you think he's hopeful?
I thought what we saw last week, he did all right. I was nervous because we saw a few snaps. Mm. You know, that's obviously the most important thing. There were a couple of snaps that got away.
Windy.
And Jordan did a nice job of kind of corralling it. That, to me, when you're playing center and you're doing gun and you have to get out and reach block and do some certain things, you're not always thinking. It's easy if it's just a regular, you know, pass play. Playing center's hard. You got to declare things and you have to move. And you, like, it is not an easy position. So I think for his first time out, you just want to get him more and more comfortable, get him some experience, and hopefully he can grab a hold of this job. And that's somebody that maybe the Packers look at as the center of their future if he can finish this season off strong.
A-plus now.
Cooked. My man's cooked. He knows football.
He did it for a long time, and you know what's a long time of 0% interest? 72 months. Am I right, old T?
You guys got it. There's nobody better than Gina.
Thanks, T. KB, la, la, la.
Nobody is better than Gina, and nobody's better than Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I know that. Ben knows that. Tausch knows that. And you're going to know that after you install those beautiful, durable, energy-saving, and home value-increasing windows and doors that only Pella can offer. And right now, oh boy, it's the best time to get on board with this deal. 0% interest for up to 72 months. In fact, my father-in-law, he's redoing the windows in his lower level of his home. He said, where's the best place to go? Pella Windows and Doors is the only place to go. Gave him Gina's number. Another happy customer right there. So get yours. You can be a happy customer at that 0% for 72 months. Schedule the free consultation. Go to PellaWI.com, or even better, visit the Experience Center in Brookfield. Experience everything Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can do for you.
The hell did I miss?
Oh, it
has to be Giannis.
This is some breaking news.
After a 7-2 record in 2025 and a 3.2 ERA, Brewers pitcher.
Don't say Freddie. No.
Brandon Woodruff has accepted the team's qualifying offer and will be back in 2026.
That's a lot of money. That's like $20 million, Brad.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Not from Ken Rosenthal, by the way.
I was surprised they offered extended it to him. $20 million.
I thought they initially said no to one another. But
they did. They declined some option, and then they offered him a qualifying. You know, baseball's weird. A qualifying offer. But I'm pretty sure it's worth $25.
But Kyle, we should be applauding, million. Right? Because when he was good, he was really good. And we need starting pitching if we're going to make any sort of deep run. And he was critical to Brewers.
Rosenthal follows up. One possibility for the Brewers is to sign Woodruff to a multi-year deal at a lower average annual value.
That's kind of, I was looking for. Because I don't think it's just going to be like, hey, 1 year, here's all this
That's
money.
Exciting, though.
That is exciting.
Always good to have Woody around.
It is.
I love Woody.
Everything he's been through, he has battled for the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah, he has.
He's proven he still got it.
$22 million would be a lot of money, though.
Speaking of battling, Barry Alvarez went to battle for the Wisconsin Badgers on the Barry Alvarez Show, saying they're not that far away from Illinois. Take a listen for yourself. Next.
This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our
no,
feelings.
No, come on.
Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo,
now.
Fuck. I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you? Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
When winter hits Wisconsin hard, save plow.
This fall, take a trip to Jackpot Land. That sounds fun. At Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Play with your Pottawatomie Rewards card for a share of $300,000 each month and entries into the December Jackpot Land drawings, where another $300,000 in cash and prizes is waiting to be won. Your drawings from November still count. Only at Pottawatomie must be 21 years old and a rewards member to play. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman, Alex Strofer on the show, UKB Nation at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line, and on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. Get to hear from Barry Alvarez because I'm confused. I guess just listen for yourself.
Guys, you think that Coach Fickell can get Wisconsin to where Illinois is now with Coach Bielema and surpass it?
Absolutely, where Illinois is.
For sure. I mean, yeah, if he could get there, he could get to the next level too. But, you know, to get there is going to take some work, and we got to recruit the state, and we got to keep those guys in the state, as Coach said. And then we got to, you know, pull the right pieces together.
I would hope that our expectation would be, no, Illinois has not done what Wisconsin's done. Like, what in the hell? Like, no.
That's almost back to where we were. Question. That's actually an embarrassing question.
I don't like it, Jesse.
Yeah, but did he say what Wisconsin?
You, Jesse.
Notice till I waited until he was across the country to ask him this question. Over here.
Yeah. You asked if we could get to where they are.
Can we get to where Illinois is? Because right now they are ahead of us. Do we not agree they're ahead of us right now?
Right now, yes. But they have done nothing.
And plus, we could beat them. Potentially.
That was Barry Alvarez, Tarik Salek, and Derek Engler on the Barry Alvarez Show. Bradley, former Badger alum, what do you make of that? Because Jesse asked a fair question. Team Jesse Nelson.
Wow. Listen, a couple of highlights in there. Number one, well done, bravo to Jesse.
Yeah, good job.
I mean, obviously the imagery of Barry Alvarez slapping Jesse Nelson is the thing that stood out to me most.
That might be the best quote Barry's had on the Barry Alvarez Show
since.
I mean, guys, this is what denial looks like. I mean, it really is. We are the people that don't want to see clearly what this program has become. This is what denial sounds like, because the guys were saying, what has Illinois done? They've done nothing. Bro, if they've done nothing, what have Wisconsin done? Mm-hmm. What's less than zero then? If that's zero, if that's nothing, what's less than zero? Because the way I'm looking at it, Bielema had a couple of 5-win seasons. He's also won 10 wins last year. They were top 20 in the CFP final standings last year in Illinois, and he's well on his way to win 9 or 10 games this year. So, listen, we are inarguably below Illinois right now, and we have been for a long time. And Bielema,
but still, slap Jesse, please.
Has brought that program up to be significantly higher than where Wisconsin is right now. Any denial of that is just not seeing this program for what it is.
Badgers are only 7.5-point dogs. Last time that happened. They beat Washington.
Okay, I'm not particularly optimistic, but hey, anything can happen.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about historic elderly people, but Barry, obviously, either he's faking or I think he's a little delulu, just a little bit. As a delusional person at certain points in my life, I can pinpoint when somebody's delusional. To sit here and scoff and laugh at the fact, Illinois, we wish we were Illinois at this point. Like, I look at last time we played, guess what? Illinois beat us, and guess what, fellas? The reason why we are in the situation we're in now, where we wanted to,
because of what Bielema did to Bielema, the Badgers.
I was at that game.
Smacked him.
And he beat the hell out of us, and he was celebrating at our field. He beat the Wisconsin Badgers and got Paul Chris basically fired. And so we can't laugh at that, but I think it's a realization of how far this football team has fallen. I think Barry Alvarez and so many people are living like it's 10 years ago. No. We're living in a reality in 2022, 23, 24, 25 that the Wisconsin Badgers football team just ain't that good. We're one of the worst teams in the Big Ten. We've fallen from grace. We ain't our college years Badgers.
What if they win these last two games?
Well, then I would have more hope for a 500 season next year.
All right.
It still doesn't feel like the answer. If they win the next two games, look, I'll have some hope that they're not the bottom tier. But
no,
we're not competing
for
championships.
If they win the next two games, they're still the bottom tier. 3 Big Ten wins is not anything to write home about. You're still in
the bottom. They're not the bottom.
Let's get to Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss, because I do want to get back to the Green Bay Packers. And for those who missed it, Brandon Woodruff signed his qualifying offer. And then Joe Thomas did join Wilde and Tausch, the former Badger Pro Football Hall of Famer, and was asked about what he would do if he was offered a position to work with the Badgers in the football program. It's very, very interesting and telling to those who are trying to figure out solutions for the outlook of the program. 800-990-3776. Let's go caller number. I was going to do 3 for the amount of wins the Badgers have, but that seems too low. Let's go caller number 7, lucky number 7, 800-990-3776 to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? You get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or pass, and if you get through all the questions, then it will come back to you. You get to choose Kyle or Brad to be the question asker.
Ooh,
to you.
Brad was so happy the guy just said, ah, you, sure not, why not?
He selected
me. I don't know
first
that Kyle's
place.
Been picked yet.
800-990-3776. That's 800-990-ESPN. Caller 7, pick Kyle in 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
Next.